something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
There are four blessings of God, four kinds of blessings. And I want you to begin to understand them. Number one, God's blessings. So you write that down. God's blessings. That's number one. Number two, God's great blessings. Number three, God's greater blessings. Number four, God's greatest blessings. First, I'll tell you quickly about number one and number four. Then we'll look at numbers two and three. Number one is God's great blessings. No. Number one, God's blessings, all right? There's no great in that one. Just God's blessings. Now, God's blessings are the blessings that belong to all of His children. When you're born again, you are called into a blessing. You are called to inherit a blessing, the Bible says. Hallelujah. So that's God's blessing. You're blessed, man, you're blessed, woman. In that place of blessing, you're favored, do you understand? Every child of God is favored. And make no mistakes about it, it's big. There's no one of us that can exhaustively experience the blessing on this realm that I'm talking about now. This first realm of God's blessing. You're so blessed. You begin to walk in the promises of God. And you know that you're a child of God. You're supposed to walk in health. You're supposed to walk in prosperity. You're supposed to walk in righteousness. Your life is blessed. You're a blessed man. You understand? Nice, cool Christian. You're a nice guy. Your life is okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, a couple of struggles here and there, and you just sail on through. Praise the Lord. Now, that's where a lot of Christians live. It's a nice place to be. But you see, that's not my subject. I'm not even majoring on all of them tonight because I want to get you to one place that I'm concerned about. Praise the Lord. So that nice place is where most Christians live. 90% of God's children live in God's blessings. 90% of them. They live in God's blessings. 90% of them. You know, God just has to bless them. They're called into that blessing, belongs to them. Then there is the second one, which is God's great blessings. That is another realm. God's great blessings. To move into God's great blessings, you must begin to learn the message of faith. Another 5% of God's people live there. Actually, maybe another, it's more than 5, really, maybe 8. Maybe 8%. Somewhere there, somewhere 8% live there in God's great blessings. To move there is the message of faith that takes you there. You have to understand the message of faith. And it's a pity that so many Christians are even fighting the message of faith. There is where you determine when sickness comes to your body and you say, no! Now, the other 90% of God's children, when sickness comes, they say, well, sometimes up and sometimes down. I believe I'll be okay. And then they go through the sickness, they go through the process, and maybe one day they get all right, they get healed. Some die. Thank God, they get buried. Still all right, they'll go to heaven. That's 90% of believers, including ministers. A lot of them live there. If the ministers weren't living there, the people wouldn't live there. They're there because they're all there together. Praise the Lord. So, this second realm of God's great blessings, those who have moved over there live a higher life. They live a kingly life. Are you hearing me? Now, for you to understand this, I want you to remember what we were sharing on the night of the 31st December into the 1st of January 2004. And we were talking about the double portion. And you recall that I read to you the blessings of the children of Jacob in the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis. As he spoke the blessings upon his children. They were all blessed. But there were some special blessings. Hallelujah. There's two guys that got some special blessings. The one was Judah. He got the kingly blessing. And that's when it says the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, for unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And so when you begin to walk in that realm of kingship, you begin to decree a thing and it is established unto you. The Bible says, for where the word of a king is, there is power. So this 8% of God's children that have moved into God's great blessings, they live beyond the ordinary Christians. They are the ones that decide, I want to build that thing, and they build it. They say, by my faith, I'm going to get it. And they say, I'm believing God for this, and I'm believing God for that, and I declare that I'm going to get it, and then they declare it, and they get it. That's another level of life. Those things don't come to you on the first plane. They don't happen just because you're born again. To live beyond the ordinary, you must move with the message of faith. Faith is seeing something that's far away and taking a hold of it. You begin to use your faith. That's the realm of kingship. You're different from the ordinary believer. You begin to know your rights and privileges. The devil comes in and he says, no, go. Hallelujah. Say, I'm believing God that I'm going to get this thing. And I'm going to get it. And you release your faith and you begin to confess it and declare it. It is mine in the name of Jesus. That's the second level. You understand? That's the second level. It's mine in the name of Jesus. I'm getting that business in the name of Jesus. It's coming my way. I declare that that money is coming to me. It's coming to me now in the name of Jesus. And you know, you're reaching out your faith like that. And it's producing results. I refuse to be broke. Hallelujah. I walk in prosperity in the name of Jesus. And you know, sometimes you can really be struggling. Yeah. At that second level, it can be a struggle. It's a fight of faith. Because while you're reaching out in your faith, the circumstances war against you. The more you seem to declare it, the farther it seems away from you. But you say, against hope, I believe in hope. You refuse to take your eyes off your focus. And then your faith produces results. And then you say, didn't I tell you I was going to get it? Look at it now. Glory to God. Look at it now. Praise God. That's where that faith level is. That's the great blessing. You begin to enjoy great blessing. Many Christians are not enjoying great blessings. I said 90% of them are in the general level of God's kindness. But there are some great blessings. Those great blessings don't come because you are a Christian. You've got to get them. Bring them down with your faith.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacré Cœur 3 Sikarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Great blessing. You begin to enjoy great blessing. Many Christians are not enjoying great blessings. I said 90% of them are in the general level of God's kindness. But there are some great blessings. Those great blessings don't come because you are a Christian. You've got to get them. Bring them down with your faith. You can keep crying, oh God. I know one day it's going to happen. It's not going to happen that way. Your faith has to produce results. You have to take a hold of it. You have to decree a thing. He said, and thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. You begin to talk like that. Talk like a king. And it's just 8% of God's children that have moved to that level. See? That's too many of them who are living in the general class. When you move into that level, you begin to determine what your house is going to be like. You begin to determine what your home will be like. You determine the kind of clothes you're going to wear. You determine the kind of money you're going to have. You determine it. You don't wait for it to come. You tell it what to do. You tell it. Because it will not come. Because you're born again. It will not come because you're nice. It will not come because you're good. It will not come because you're kind. It's not going to come. You have to understand it. It doesn't come because you're kind or good or prayerful. God's great blessings don't come just because you're a Christian. The blessings are okay for you. You can't even exhaustively experience all the blessings of God on the first level. But I don't have to wait to enjoy all of them. As soon as I hear there's something better than the one I'm struggling for, I want to go higher. In the first level, you get sick and then you get well. And then you get well and then you get sick. And then you get sick and then you get well. In the second level, where is God's great blessing? You say, wow, I take divine health in the name of Jesus. In the first level, you are saying, well, God's going to heal me. You know what? The Bible says healing is the children's bread. Healing is for children. Did you hear that? It's not for kings. Healing, the Bible calls it the children's bread. That's what Jesus said. He said healing is a children's bread. Did you hear that? That's in the first level. In the second level, you don't ask for healing. Your faith begins to work for divine health. That's when you learn the language, I refuse to be sick. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You begin to feel a tumor in your body, and you say, oh no, tumor. In the name of Jesus, get out of my body. You see, at that second level, life changes. At the first level, you are like a cat. Meow, meow. You know, there are no sissies in God's army. In that first level, you know, some pain in your body, and you say, please pray for me. There's a pain in my body, and then they pray for you. And some of the times you feel something in your body, say, oh Lord Jesus, heal me of this thing. He might even do it. And then you just go on like that. But after a while, you've got to move to the next level. God's great blessings. Where 365 days of the year, no headache, no cold, no fever, no cough. Glory! Thank you, Lord. How can you be giving your tithes to God and also be giving the doctor some money for your health? It just doesn't gel. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It just doesn't sound right. So when you move to that second level, you take divine health in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to be sick. I refuse the symptoms. Now at that level, symptoms will come. At that level, trouble will come. But that's why you are there. You begin to talk like a king. You shake it up in the name of Jesus. You feel a numbness in your hand, and it's like the hand is not going to move anymore. You say, hand, move. Listen, when you begin to move like that, the anointing will go right in. At that level, you act like a king. You see, kings are trained. You have to understand this. That's when you become the adopted son. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Let me begin to explain a little to you. You know, the Bible says, God spoke out of heaven and said, this at the baptism of Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Then again he said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Now when he said, this is my beloved son, the Greek word that he used was different from when you're talking about someone that you gave birth to. He was talking about what the Greeks called the adopted son. Now the adopted son didn't mean that someone that was not your son and you paid some money to get him into your house. Doesn't mean that you looked up for one poor little guy and said, all right, I'm going to bring you into my house. And he said, this is my adopted son. That's not what he's talking about. The doctrine of adoption there referred to when you brought up a son, even though he was your son. Now, when the king had children, the governors and the king together will look at all the sons of the king and begin to determine which of them would be trained for kingship. Which of them would take over the throne. They begin to train them. So the one that had been fully trained to maturity was called the adopted son. He was called a son of adoption. And so he was taken from among them and presented to the king. This is the adopted son. But he gave birth to him. But that didn't make him the adopted son until he was trained. So the adopted son meant the son that had been brought into maturity for kingship. So when Jesus was proclaimed by God the Father, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, he was talking about, this is my beloved adopted son. Now he has come to maturity. For 30 years, he hadn't gotten there. For 30 years, he performed no miracle. For 30 years, the demons couldn't tell him from others. For 30 years, nobody knew who he was. For 30 years, he walked like an ordinary man, but he was being trained by the Father. Until the Holy Ghost came on him. When the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Bible says God spoke out of heaven and said, now is the time. The boy has been raised. This is my beloved son. He said, hear ye him. In other words, everybody, everything, living and non-living, hear him. The authority is with him. And right away, Jesus began to operate. He began to talk to sickness, disease, and infirmity. He talked to death. He talked to demons. Praise God. He talked to a tree. He talked to the wind. He talked to the waves. Are you hearing me? He talked to bread and he talked to fish. He was talking about everything. For God said, hear ye him. He had come to that point. And the Bible says, a son, an heir, as long as he is a child, deferreth nothing from a servant. But it's placed under two different governors until the time appointed of the Father. To be raised. So, there comes that time in training where the Holy Ghost has to let you know it's about time you stop crying about your pain. It's about time you stop crying about your job. It's about time you stop crying about your lack of money. It's about time you begin to prophesy and declare and decree a thing and let it be established unto you. I refuse to be poor. Boy, I know who I am. I'm the king's key, glory to God. That's why I'm rich, 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 rich. Rich, 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 rich. I mean, I'm in superabundance. See, that's why the folks, you know, a lot of them can't understand now. Glory to God. You know, somebody said one day, they said, what about if one day all this thing you're talking about would come to a finish? At a finish? Finish? Our riches are inexhaustible. You don't understand? Inexhaustible. If Jesus tarries and I get to be 90, I'm going to be preaching the same thing. Preaching the same thing. Shouting the same thing. And telling the young folks, get up, refuse to be broke. Hallelujah. Refuse to be broke in your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacre Coeur 3 Sicarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. God bless you.